The New York Times book review of May 8th, 1955 was written by Richard Seaver. Quote, in mid-March of 1944, the Germans invaded Hungary. All Jews were immediately consigned to house arrest. Deportations began soon afterwards. In April, together with all the Jews of his city, Dr. Miklos Nisley was shipped to Auschwitz. Separated from his wife and daughter upon arrival, Dr. Nisley was chosen by the evil mastermind of the Auschwitz crematoriums. Interjection here. Just as today we see book deals made to place exclusive blame for the overthrow of the elected governments of Iran and Guatemala on, we're encouraged to believe, I'm referring to a recent book on the Dulles brothers, on rogue loose cannons. Power is ever attendant upon the need to periodically scrub its image and likes to pin its most hideous crimes on conveniently dead or otherwise effectively silenced fall guys. Continuing. Dr. Nisley was chosen by Obersturmfuhrer Dr. Mengele to take charge of all the pathological work carried on in the camp. As such, Dr. Nisley became a member of the Sonderkommando, the specially qualified and privileged group of prisoners who worked exclusively inside the crematoriums. This Sonderkommando, also known as the Commando of the Living Dead, consisted of some 860 male prisoners chosen for their professional abilities, their strength, and good constitution. Power's most debased acts, it determines to hide. Secrecy is key to their goal being realized. A goal of such extreme elitism is wrecked by the simple means of our seeing it. All of their illusions depend, their dream of the republic, their carefully crafted image of supremacy, on the majority remaining asleep. So it's imperative that we start thinking and listen to the lessons Miklos is bringing. Consider what it means that power moved so suddenly to overwhelm with such well-trained authority. And while we can't be tricked onto trains, it's certain they've devised other ways of unseating our ability to plan by shrouding it with what can't be imagined. We must never forget the lessons Miklos brought us, bought with such unfathomable hardship. Brothers and sisters, why wait for the inevitable end of a very clear tend? Daily the disparities extend. We can see their dream hasn't left them. Moreover, the growth of our humanity depends on leaving behind the class system.